When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends, surprise parties, camps, birthdays. The same way you plan for the important moments, start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop the Blinds.com Primetime Kickoff event happening now and save up to 50% off select styles. Plus doorbusters. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
I want to play two cuts for you guys, and I want you to tell me what exactly you hear from these two cuts. These are actual NFL plays from this past weekend. Let's go with the Tennessee play first. Dial on, let it roll.
To take a direct snap, that's Pollard, who comes in motion. Fake it to him, and the wrinkle works. And Tennessee bursts to reach the end zone tonight.
That's the Titans. That's last night. That's Chris Fowler on Monday Night Football. Boy, he's had an interesting weekend, has he not? I'm not going to ask you just yet to tell me what you heard out of that. I'll give you one more play. This coming from the Commanders, and I believe this is Brian Robinson this weekend.
A direct snap to Brian Robinson. The Wildcat for Washington.
What I'm about to say is the most fanboy thing you might ever hear me say on these radio airwaves, but I think it actually plays itself into contention when I look at this Falcons offense, when I look at the red zone, when I look at the short yardage situation, and when I see a 100% healthy Kirk Cousins attempt to elude the pocket and escape out to his left. I think we've got to run some Wildcat. And I know that sounds absolutely against everything that I believe, everything that goes in.
Was this
sounds
from people
extremely fanboy
tweeting you?
No, this has nothing to do with it. I wouldn't do a segment on people tweeting me. That's not really what the mafia is all about. I'm watching.
What is the mafia all about?
Well, we're about being based in reality, and the reality is
you just said you want to run the Wildcat, and you're based in reality.
Allow me to finish. I'll give you my all platform. Right. Here's the problem: you have an offensive line that's not built to go north and south. We don't run anything north and south. We run nothing north and south. As a matter of fact, we don't run anything other than zone, inside zone, and outside zone. That's the reason you have Bijan Robinson in a 4th-and-1 on the most important play of the game doing a speed sweep out to the edge, because we cannot block up the middle. Why can we not block up the middle? We're not built for that, and we don't have a +1. We don't have any threat to actually leverage a defense left and right. We don't pull guards. We don't do any of that.
Why don't we pull guards?
Our offense.
Why can't we pull guards?
I don't know.
Are we not good at it? You don't think we're good at it?
I don't know if we're good at it. I've never seen it.
But I mean,
I think I saw Matthew Bergeron pull maybe twice last year.
Yeah.
Maybe Lindstrom, maybe once. And I don't know why we don't do it. It's not for me to answer. It's because our offensive identity is wide zone. That's what this offense is based on. Here's all I'm saying. We talk about Algier getting carries. We talk about how dynamic, and I would love to see the numbers, this offense is when Bijan and Algier are on the field at the same time. All I'm saying is the opportunity when you get into these tight situations where you need north and south movement, right, when you need to add a plus one to the run game, Kirk Cousins handing the ball off on the run game is doing nothing for you. It's just a simple fact. Now, I didn't even go this route. But you want to talk about other people coming in at quarterback, let's just go back to Taysom Hill in short yards last weekend against the Falcons, busting it right up into the B gap for touchdowns. I'm not saying that this is the answer for the offensive woes. I'm just saying in short yardage situations, this has to be a package and it has to be an option. And I hate myself for saying that. Like I said, I try to root everything I say in reality and say, well, Kirk Cousins is this. You want the option to do this. You want to be able to bootleg. The fact of the matter is Kirk Cousins might be 100% healthy. Doesn't mean he's 100% as an athlete. All right. And right now he's bringing you nothing with his legs. I'm just saying that when you get in third and one situations, having Bijan or Tyler Algier line up at quarterback or maybe somebody else, and take a direct snap and run a zone read and have something off of it where you can continue to expand that package has got to be something, because what we have done so far through 4 weeks in those situations and on third down, it ain't working.
When you look in the mirror, what do you see?
I don't see myself. I don't see myself right now, and I hate myself for it. It's just not the identity that I want to build, especially not in these airwaves. And like I said, it sounds very, very fanboy, but I think that this just is one of those things that I feel like I have to put out in the quote-unquote ethos that Raheem always talks about, out into the climate right now, and look at what else is happening around the NFL. We talk about Jaden Daniels, how electric they are. All right, we talk about some of these other young players. We even talk about what was the Falcons' best red zone play last year, the best short yardage play they had. It was a read option. All right, and I don't care if he fumbled it going across the goal line multiple times. It still worked out.
Yeah,
and I think it should have been. It has to be something that you are able to do in some form in today's NFL.
That I think part of the problem we're seeing is that they're not doing anything well. It feels like they're not possessing the ball. That even the good drives they've had have been short. We had the best drive all year, I think, was the opening drive against Kansas City 2 weeks ago, and it was a 4-minute drive. And so it's coming in chunks. You're not having time to be more creative because you're not running plays.
Yeah.
You're running 20 less plays every week than the opponent.
Here's what my answer would be to that. If you get to third and two, all right, and you're able to actually convert that, then you stay on the field for more plays. And that's my whole basis. And all I'm saying to the Falcons fans out there is, if you don't like the idea, just keep an open mind. Look at some of the other teams in the NFL and what they are in short yardage. There's a reason that their percentage is much better than ours.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends, surprise parties, camps, birthdays. The same way you plan for the important moments, start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop the Blinds.com Primetime Kickoff event happening now and save up to 50% off select styles. Plus doorbusters. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's better over here. Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.